Turn with me, if you would, for a short time this evening to Psalm 128. Psalm 128. And we wish to take as our text verse 1. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. We're looking at these psalms, the psalms that the children of Israel would sing as they made their way up to the three feasts, particularly the first of them, the Passover, that we spoke of this morning. These 15 psalms from Psalm 120 that they would spend their time singing as they came to Jerusalem. This psalm here is very much associated, I think, with the previous psalm, Psalm 127. It's there speaking about the blessing of the Lord building the house, the foundation, and everything. And it's vain for you to rise early to worry about these things. Speaking about the house. Now he comes and speaks about the individuals and the blessings that there are to be had from the Lord. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, he says. It's the blessing of the Lord that is the concern of this psalm. How the children, how the individual, it's the individual that's been, for thou shalt eat the labour of thine hand, happy shalt thou be. It's a second person singular that's been spoken of here. It's every individual Israelite who has been blessed here, who's fearing the Lord and walking in his ways. Every single one are blessed. What is it to be blessed? It's the favour of God. It's the favour of God. Now, they might not have the favour of man. The Christian may not have the favour of man. He may be out of favour. His views may be out of favour. His life may be out of favour. What he says may be out of favour. But what is man? What is the view of man? If you have the favour of God. And the psalmist here, and the psalmist here and those singing it, they're talking about the blessing that comes from knowing the Lord. Happy, it says, happy is the man that knows this. The man that prospers, all is well. Look at how he speaks here about in his labour. He said, "You thou shalt be happy, all will be well with thee. The home, your home and your family will be well." Who is there that wouldn't want that for themselves? Who wouldn't want to have some of the blessings that you see here in this psalm? Who wouldn't want them? Who wouldn't desire them? Well, here they are, all comprehended within these six verses. What it is to be happy, what it is to be blessed by the Lord. There are three things that I would like to bring before you. First of all, the means of this blessing, or even the evidence of this blessing, can be the first point. The evidence of the blessing, the means of this blessing. And then secondly, we want to look at the temporal blessings that are set before us in the psalm, the temporal blessings. And then finally, the spiritual blessings. Now, I'm taking that my own way, and various people will see that this psalm in various ways. But when I look at this, this is the way I see this psalm. It's talking, first of all, about the means of the blessing or the evidence of that blessing, then the temporal blessings, and then the spiritual blessings. Let's look, first of all, then, at the means of this blessing. He says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. That's the great blessings, to fear the Lord and to walk in his ways. Now let us see three things, first of all, before we look particularly at the fear of the Lord and walking in his ways. I think what we see here is a state of blessing. The man is simply blessed. When you come later on to verse 5, the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. He will continue to bless. But I think what is being spoken of here is that the man is simply a blessed man. It's a state of blessing. What greater state of blessing can you have than to be justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ? That's a state that you are in. You are blessed. It's as simple as that. The psalmist says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. And it's as though he's surrounded by the blessings of God. He is simply blessed. He's in a blessed state. Have you seen the Christian as one in a most blessed state? As he fears the Lord and walks in his ways, it's blessed. It's a great blessing. It's a blessed state that he's in. The second thing that you will notice here is that he goes on to speak about the family. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. He goes on to speak about labour. Thou shalt eat of the labour of thine hands. He goes on to speak about working. He goes on to speak about the family and so on. And you might think to yourself this evening, well, the whole psalm applies just to marriage and to those who are married or those who are working. And you might not be working anymore. You may not have a family. Much of this psalm may not apply to you. But that's not true. Look what he says at the beginning. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. There are examples coming up that the psalmist is going to use. But these are but examples. He says, blessed is everyone. There is no one exempted from being blessed by the Lord as we fear the Lord and walk in his ways. There is no one that is not blessed. It's everyone. So that no matter who you are this evening, if you are fearing the Lord and you are walking in his ways, then you are blessed. If you are not fearing the Lord and you're not walking in his ways, then you're not blessed. If you're out of Christ, you're not blessed. If you're in Christ, you are blessed. And you it doesn't matter what situation you may be in, whether the terms of this psalm apply to you or not, in terms of marriage or labour and all the rest of it. There's much in here that will apply to some that won't apply to others. But yet he says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. The third thing is that this is a wisdom psalm, one of the wisdom psalms. Some of the Old Testament scriptures are looked upon as wisdom books. The prophets, for example, the Proverbs, for example, are comprised of wisdom. In other words, short wisdom from God. Short statements that from God. And Psalm 128 is often looked upon, along with Psalm 1, for example. It's simply making a statement, a wisdom, that here's the wisdom that comes from God, that the man is blessed who fears the Lord and walketh in his ways. That's the wisdom that is brought here. And with many of these wisdom books, and for example, in the Proverbs, that there are general statements that are made. In this, I believe, in Psalm 128, it's not just a general statement, but I believe that what is being said here is fulfilled in the life of the believer. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. He's in a blessed state. He is blessed. Well, what is it that signifies or evidences or the means of this blessing or evidences the blessing? It is that he feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. What is it to fear the Lord? Well, the first thing you'll notice about fearing the Lord is it's a disposition of heart. The second part will talk about walking in the Lord's ways. That's the outward. But here is the disposition of the heart. He fears the Lord from the heart. And it's the very opposite of what you've got in Psalm 14, for example, at the beginning of Psalm 14, where it speaks about the fool. The fool doth say in his heart, there is no God. He's a fool. But here is the man that is blessed with wisdom, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is a wonderful psalm that speaks about the in many respects, as one writer, I can't remember who the writer was, but he says, comprehended in this is all true religion. To fear the Lord, to walk in his ways, to fear the Lord. That's the heart, that's the disposition of the heart. Now, this fear of the Lord is not a carnal fear. It's not a servile fear. Man's religion is servile fear. Man's religion is born out of being forced, of using the sword, of bringing someone into subjection, into a servile fear. But that's not the type of fear that there is here. You think of Adam, when God came to Adam after he sinned. Adam feared the Lord. He tried to hide from him because he had a fear of God. But man's religion will take you one of two roads. It will either bring you to servile fear, a carnal fear, or it will bring you to irreverence in the presence of God. It will do one of two things. It will either bring you to have a servile, carnal fear of God, or it will bring you to have irreverence in the presence of God. But the true fear of God is neither of these two. The true fear of God is the disposition of the heart, where one is so overawed with the reverence of God and of who God is, comes to realise and to see who God is. That means that when we come to have a godly fear, that means that we don't have an over-familiarity with the things of God. You think even, never mind Isaiah in the Old Testament when he saw that the Lord high and lifted up. You think of Thomas when he saw the Lord Jesus and he showed him the marks of his hands. Thomas cries out, "My Lord and my God." Think of Saul on the road to Damascus when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to him. He's cast down. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, and he's cast down onto the ground. And even Peter later on, who was so bold, yet when the Lord Jesus meets with him and he says, all he can say is, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, because thou knowest all things." Remember how the apostle puts it, that we are to worship God acceptably with reverence and with godly fear. Do we come into God's house this evening? Do we think that we're coming into a place where there is grace and mercy? Yes, there is. We come into the presence of Jesus Christ, we're coming into a place where there is grace and mercy, but let's never forget, it is a throne of grace. We're coming into the presence of the throne of grace. We're coming into the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. We're coming into the presence of God himself, and how we ought to come into the presence of God with a godly fear. Not a fear that casts us away to hide, but that reverence and awe of God that would draw us to him in awe. How we ought to this evening come to God and to seek with him his face with a reverential awe as we come into his house. Perhaps one of the great faults of our own day is that so often among evangelical Christianity, there is this almost familiarity, as though we come to God as though he is just some kind of figure over the wall from us. Do you know, when the Spirit is poured out, there is a spirit of joy, but there's a spirit of reverence and a spirit of godly fear that comes upon the people. And we would pray for that this evening. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord. But look at the second thing, and walketh in his way. The consequence of the fear of God is that he walks in the way of the Lord. That walketh in his ways. What does that mean? It means to walk in his ways. It's really not just now speaking about the heart and the disposition of the heart. He's now talking of the sum total of his life, the tenor of his life, is that he walks in the ways of the Lord. doesn't mean to say that the Christian or any sinner is going to be able to walk perfectly, but the whole tenor of his life, the whole tenor of his disposition is that he walks in the ways of the Lord, and walketh in his ways. And now, where do we find the ways to walk in? How are we able to walk in God's ways? Well, the Lord has given to us a more sure word that we can lay heed to. God has given to us and set out in his word the way in which we are to walk. This is the way, he says, walk ye in it. Think of what is said, and John writes in his second epistle, 2 John chapter 1, verses 4. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. To walk in the love of God's people, to walk in the love of God's commandments, to love in the ways of God, to walk in these ways. That is what the psalmist, that the children of Israel, as they made their way up to Jerusalem, they were singing that the blessed is the man that fears the Lord and walks in his ways, has that outward disposition of walking in the way. And remember what the Lord Jesus Christ says. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So that the believer, the sinner, looks to Jesus Christ, looks to the Bible, looks to the Jesus Christ as the great pattern. What is it to be holy? It's to be walking as Jesus Christ walked. Be holy as I am holy, saith the Lord. So the whole tenor of his life is one of walking in his ways, not just having the fear of the Lord in his heart, but walking in the ways of the Lord. And how certain these ways are. God hasn't left us with an uncertain way. They are, if you think of the ways of man today, think of the way that man walks. You don't know today what will be right today and what will be wrong tomorrow. What was wrong yesterday is right today. What was right yesterday is wrong today. Man's views all the time, his ways are changing all the time. What he thinks changes, how he behaves changes, what's right changes today, and it's not the same as it was yesterday, and it'll not be the same tomorrow. Everything is changing, but the Lord's ways are the ways of righteousness, the narrow path that leadeth unto life. It's the way of righteousness. These are God's ways, and we have them set before us. Jesus Christ walk these ways. And you know, it's not just that, I don't think it's just that if you walk in these ways, you'll get these blessings. I think that is itself, as I've said already, the very state of blessing. To fear the Lord and to walk in his ways is a blessed state in and of itself, because one cannot arrive there by nature. It is only by a new birth that one is brought to fear the Lord and to walk in his ways. No wonder it's spoken here of as a blessed way, because it's the way of God's blessing. When God blesses a sinner, this is how he does it. He puts the fear of the Lord in their heart, and they begin to walk in his ways. And that's a blessed state in and of itself, because it's only by grace that can come about. It's not by nature, it's only by grace. And that's why I suggest to you that it says, blessed is every man that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways, because it's the Lord that's already blessed him. But look at what flows out of that. The second point is that the temporal blessings that flow from this glorious state of fearing the Lord and walking in his ways. What blessings there are that flow from this. He talks first about his labour. Thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. I'd put these three all together because I think he's speaking there about what this man that fears the Lord and that walks in his ways, what he puts his hand to when he labours. And what are we told when he does that? Well, we're told that there's a sufficiency for him, that the Lord provides for him. Thou shalt eat of the labour of thine hand. It doesn't say thou shalt be wealthy. It doesn't say thou shalt have all the wealth, or thou shalt be better than anybody else. Thou shalt be have more than anybody else. It says thou shalt eat. In other words, God shall supply his every need. Not his greed, but his need. Whatever he will have, there will be a sufficiency on. He will be able to furnish his table with food and the necessities of life. Isn't that wonderful that here is the confidence that this blessed man can have, that the Lord will bless his labour so that he will have all he needs, the temporal goods of this world. But you may think to yourself, well, surely if all he's got is sufficient to eat, if all that he's got is sufficient from day to day, surely that would make him unhappy. It would make the worldly man unhappy. You think today of how discontented people are with all that they've got. Think how discontented people are. They look at someone else and they've got something more than I've got. I'm doing this job and there's someone else doing another job and I've not got what they've got and all the rest of it. People are so discontented. But the man who's blessed, who has the fear of the Lord and who walketh in his ways, then he shall eat of the labour of his hands, and happy shalt thou be. This man knows that when he has the fear of the Lord and when he walks in his ways, then there is such a blessing in and that of itself that when the Lord provides whatever he provides for him, he is fully contented. Remember how the apostle was able to say that. He was contented in whatever situation he found himself to be in. Godliness with contentment was great gain. My friend, that's what the psalmist here surely is saying. The Lord will provide all your needs, not your greeds. You might not be as rich as someone else. You might not be as well as off as the other person. You might have nothing, very little of this world's good. But the Lord will bless your labours and you will eat of your labours and you will be happy. Contentment with godliness is great gain. And all will be well. In other words, he can leave it to the Lord. All will be well with thee. Are you able to say that this evening, that you're so blessed by God? The Lord has blessed you, that you have the fear of the Lord, you walk in his ways, and you know that all is well. Even when things around you, maybe difficult, maybe trying and difficult times, but you know that all is well. And all will be well. Even at death, all will be well. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has overcome the grave and death. All will be well. But it's not just in his labour and in his workplace, it's in his family. Look at how the psalmist comes in, and happy that shalt thou be, it shall be well with thee, and thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by thy side, by thy children, and so on. His relations, his wife, his children, his parents, his brothers and sisters, whatever it may be, that permeates all the relationships that he has in this world. The fact that he has the fear of the Lord and he's seeking to walk in the ways of the Lord. All his relationships. Now, we immediately see that the psalmist wouldn't really be considered very politically correct in our own day. The psalmist doesn't go with the nonsense of political correctness that you see in our own day. To him, marriage, first of all, is a man and a woman. And the Lord will bless your wife, he says, beside you. Marriage to the psalmist knows nothing of what people today would talk about marriage. He knows, and indeed the whole of the Bible, nowhere in the Bible does the Bible ever speak of God's blessing being upon anything else other than the marriage of a man and a woman. And here he speaks about the man and the woman. The second thing that's not politically correct is that the psalmist is envisaging the man as the head of the home. You notice that? He, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Thou shalt eat of thy labour, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. You see, even the Old Testament and the New Testament, just like any system of work, if you go to the workplace, you have to have someone who is the head. If you go to a business, there's a head. You go to government, there's a head. So it is in the home that the Bible envisages the man as the head of the home. But look at what a great blessing it is when you see his wife by his side and walking together. Walking together. Notice here it says that she shall be by his side. You look at today how marriage falls apart. How many marriages last the distance? Sadly, even some Christian marriages fall apart. But that's not what's envisaged by the psalmist here. He says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. In other words, they will be together, working together, joined together, and the Lord will bless them together. They will be walking together, faithfully walking together in the home. And the children, blessing here, they will be like olive plants round about thy table. It's envisaged here of furnishing a table and sitting at a meal, and they're acknowledging that it's the Lord who gave everything. That's why we say a grace, is it not, before we have our food, because we're acknowledging around that table that it is the Lord that provides everything for us. We're a blessed home. We're a blessed picture that's given to us here in these few verses of the Christian home. Of the Christian home. The children being blessed, even as olive plants. The olive plant being one of joy and prospering. So that this man is going to be blessed in his labours. He's going to be blessed in his home when he trusts in the Lord, when he fears the Lord, and when he walketh in his ways. But there are spiritual blessings in the third instance. It's not just temporal blessings. You see, people today think about the temporal blessings being all these temporal blessings that we want. And sometimes when you come in, you know, in prayer, it's just the temporal blessings. But this man will receive spiritual blessings. Look at verse 5. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. In other words, out of his house. The place where the Lord meets with his people. My friend, how does the Lord bless his people today? He blesses them with a knowledge of the gospel, of the way of salvation, of the gospel of saving grace, of the mercy that is to be found. Even here, the psalmist probably looking forward, how thou shalt see good in Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's and peace upon Israel. In other words, he would see the blessings ultimately coming upon Jerusalem. And my friend, when the Lord blesses you spiritually, he's opening to you the wonders of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. If this man is in a state of being blessed, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways, then the Lord is going to bless him. I will. And notice here, thou shalt, the Lord shall bless thee. That's a future. The Lord shall bless thee. It's a future tense that we've got here in that opening verse. It's a future tense. In other words, he will bless him. And he can look forward to blessings. He can look forward to more blessings from the Lord. My friend, are you able to look forward to more blessings from the Lord? He will bless thee out of Zion, out of his house. He will bless thee out of heaven itself. And then when he comes, and thou shalt see, it's an imperative. Changes from the future to an imperative. In other words, this is definite. And thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. And thou shalt see peace in Israel. You see, spiritual things are opening up to this man. The Lord is going to bless him spiritually. He will see Jerusalem. He will see the church. All the days of his life, he will see the blessings, the good of Jerusalem, what God is doing for his church. He will see it. And that, my friend, surely is the greatest blessing of all that any poor sinner could look for. Poor sinners looking for the blessings of the gospel. When you look back to the times of the Old Testament, the prophets of the Old Testament saw Christ's day and were glad. They were seeing how God would bless Jerusalem. They were seeing the peace that would come upon Israel. The prophets of Christ, the cross of the altar, they saw Christ's day and they rejoiced when they saw that day afar off. And my friend, is it not true that we today can see past this world to the heavenly Jerusalem? That God's people are able to be blessed to see how God will bless his church. And how God will continue to bless his church until the end of the day. And thou shalt see thy children's children. You see, he would see blessings even among his own people, his own children, perhaps even spiritual children that he would see. Is that not what we desire? We desire to see spiritual children, children that are born into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, and who are born again, and who are greatly blessed, and who can sing this psalm with the psalmist. Are you able to sing this psalm this evening? Blessed is each one that fears the Lord and walketh in his ways. For of thy labour thou shalt eat, and happy be always. Do you know something of that great blessing of fearing the Lord, walking in his ways, and looking to see the blessings, the continued blessings, the imperative blessings that God will bring upon and is continuing to bring upon his church? Only the spiritual man is truly able to see how God is blessing his church and will continue to bless his church. This man has temporal blessings. This man has spiritual blessings. What it must have been like for the children of Israel as they made their way to Jerusalem. And they recognized that the man that feared the Lord was greatly blessed. You may think yourself this evening that you are blessed. And you are blessed. You may be blessed with many things. But are you blessed above all with this? That you fear the Lord and walketh in his ways? Do you know that blessing? Because that's the greatest blessing of all. As the man before said, this comprehends all true religion. Let us join together in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and ever blessed Lord, we thank thee for the encouragement the psalmist gives to us. How thy people are greatly blessed. How thy people are blessed in temporal things. How they're blessed in spiritual things. How it is that they come to even be content and are happy and are well satisfied that the Lord will provide for their every need. We thank thee that thou wilt bless the family unit that is the basic building block of society. Today we are so confused that society itself is so fragmented because the family building block is set aside. Oh Lord, we pray that we would once again look to thee, that we would be blessed by thee, and that we could say this evening that thou art the God that is blessing us temporarily, but blessing us spiritually as well. Bless us now, part us in thy fear and with thy blessing, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. We'll sing in Psalm 128. Psalm 128, the tune is Howard. Blessed is each one that fears the Lord and walketh in his ways. For of thy labour thou shalt eat and happy be always. Thy wife shall as a fruitful vine by thy house sites be found. Thy children like to olive plants about thy table round. Psalm 128, verses 1 to 6. Blessed is each one that fears the Lord and walketh in his ways.
Blessed is each one that fears the Lord and walketh in his ways. On all thy way thou shalt lead, and thy way
on Thursday night at 7:30 on Zoom and 8 o'clock on Sermon Audio. The services next Lord's Day are at the hours of 11 a.m. and 6:30. We remind you of the prayer meeting tomorrow night at 7 p.m. These are all the intimations. We'll conclude with the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, three persons, one God, rest on and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.